and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When we think about Christianity and we think about God in the midst of his people, a God who continues to walk with his people, one of the things that is very clear is that God will always be with his people.
Amen.
That God will always stand by his people. That God will always raise up men and women to continue his work.
Amen.
We see that after Jesus' death, that his disciples were raised up, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter, who was a coward, now his shadow brings healing. We see now, after Stephen was stoned, as we read it yesterday, Stephen died. What is happening now? Who is rising up? Philip. And he's going forth with fire. He's going forth with power. He's going forth with authority. You see, the truth be told, that when you experience the love of God, when you come into a personal and an intimate relationship with Jesus, despite how much people pour water to out your fire, it will not go out.
Amen.
It cannot go out.
Amen.
There is an encounter that every man, every woman comes to and experience. And there is a fire that is burning deep within our soul that cannot keep us silent.
Amen. Yes.
And so we see Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, was persecuted, died. And you think Christianity went on the ground? No. Philip rising up now, and he's going, he's proclaiming the word of God. And church, understand this. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't have to run behind signs and wonders. You don't have to go looking for signs and wonders. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, guess what? Signs and wonders follows you.
Yes.
Wherever you go, in the grocery, in the workplace, in the supermarket, wherever you are, signs and wonders follows you. That is true.
Amen,
that is,
yes.
That, let the truth be told, that is true. Mm-hmm. And so we have the power and authority as baptized Christians. We have the Holy Spirit living on the inside. And so therefore we need to exercise, we need to step out in faith. No Christian should go around professing fear. It is none of God.
Amen.
No Christian should go around saying things like, "I cannot pray." We can pray.
Yes.
And we just have to open our mouth. We just have to step out in faith and cry out to God. And I really feel like we are in a time where our prayer has to be from the heart, where we just need to talk to God. Put everything down and just talk to God. Have a conversation with God. Tell God the things that are troubling you. Tell God the things that keep you up at night. Tell God the things that you are grappling with, the questions that you have. Talk to God. When we read scriptures, the prophets of old, they were very honest with God. Some tell God, Lord, take my life. I no longer want to live. We see David crying out to God, asking God for mercy, recognizing his sinfulness. Yes. Every man and woman in the Old Testament who was considered a prophet, they talked to God. This is a time for us not to run into a rabbit hole, but for us to talk to our God, for us to cry out to God, for us to step out in faith and proclaim God's word. There are so many people that are hurting right in our homes, right in our families, and it's not for us to stay silent. It's for us to open our lips and proclaim the word of God. Not our words, but God's word.
Amen.
Let the word of God and all its richness find a home in our hearts. And maybe we are in a time of social distancing, but you can pick up your telephone. You can make a call. You can call a sister and find out how she's doing. You can call a brother and find out how he's doing. You can just listen to someone. And so we need to be sensitive to what is happening. You know, well, I'm home, and well, you can't pray in a vacuum. You have to step out, you have to reach out, you have to show as, you know, act as a Christian, behave as a Christian. And so I believe, and hear me this morning, church will no longer be the same. And after this, many of us will no longer be the same. We will allow God's word to transform us. We will allow this pandemic to bring us closer to Jesus. We will allow this situation to recognize that we are living in perilous time. This situation will help us to recognize in the twinkle of an eye, Jesus can return, and we need to become ready. In a twinkle of an eye, what we see that is happening around us is happening rapidly, it's happening quickly, that we need to get ready. We need to talk to our unsaved brothers and sisters. We need to reach out to those that who have wandered far from the faith, who have wandered far from God. Your children, your grandchildren, your siblings, you need to become concerned about them. And so it's not just my Jesus. It is about our God.
Amen.
And it's about our concern about spreading the good news. We have to spread the good news. We have to tell others about Jesus.
Amen.
And church, in doing that, some people will not like you. In doing that, trying to be different and trying to live a righteous life, you'll be hated by many. That is okay.
Yes.
We need to understand, we need to keep our eyes towards heaven. We need to understand that this world is not our home and that we will never be comfortable here. And so we need to keep that in mind, and we always keep our eyes towards heaven. We understand that our treasures are not earthly. Our treasures are heavenly. And so once we have that relationship with Jesus, once Jesus is at the center of our lives, everything else will take its proper priority.
Amen.
Everything else will take its rightful place once God is there. You know, our job is going to take the rightful place. Position is going to take its rightful place. Friendship is going to take its rightful place. Family is going to take its rightful place. Family, all these things are not supposed to be at the center of our joy. It has to be Jesus.
Amen.
As we look at what is happening, this morning I was reading a document that the Pope has sent out, and it's really serious that there are a lot of people who are dying alone. That's a reality. When all this is over, there'll be a lot of memorial services. There's a lot that is happening. But, you know, the truth be told, and I think Job says it well, naked I came, and naked will I go.
And it's just what is different about this time is that many are going very quickly. But it says to us something, that at the end of the day, we stand alone before our God. That no brother, no mother, no imam, no priest, no pastor stands with us. We stand alone. At that hour of death, you know, we have to face our maker alone. And so what does that say for you and for me? That we need to become ready. We need to live every day as our last day. We need to do what is necessary. And sometimes it is difficult maybe to forgive people who have hurt us. Maybe it's difficult to deal with people who have prejudice or who have said things about you. But it's okay. It's okay to let it go.
Amen.
And it's okay today to make a decision to love the people that we find it most difficult to love. We can only do that through the grace that comes from God. As a disciple, let us allow the word of God today to bring transformation to my heart. And as I am transformed, I don't keep that transformation to myself, but that wherever I go, wherever I am today, every person that I come in contact with, my light will shine, and so therefore they will give glory to my God and your God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.